Our daily Bloomberg Law Brief now, exploring legal issues in the news, and it's brought to you by American Arbitration Association. Business disputes are inevitable. Resolve faster with the American Arbitration Association, the global leader in alternative dispute resolution for over 90 years. More at ADR.org. Well, today we turn to the story that was gripping Washington and the White House before news of that memo from former FBI Director James Comey came out last night. That's the Washington Post report that President Trump revealed classified intelligence documents to Russia's top diplomat during a meeting last week. For the legal implications of that story, Bloomberg Law host June Grosso and Greg Storr speak to Stefan Vladek, a professor at the University of Texas School of Law.
Steve, before we get deeply into the details of federal law, let's just get to the bottom line. Is it possible that Donald Trump broke the law?
So I think it's possible he broke the law. And I think the most important point for folks to take away is that what he actually did is not what's being described. So there are a lot of folks, saying that the president has the power to declassify whatever information he chooses to declassify. That may very well be true. That's not what he did, right? And we know that because if the president had declassified the information he, apparently told to the Russians, the Washington Post would then have reported it, right? That is to say, the Post would have then told us exactly what it was. It's still classified. What happened here was the president authorized the foreign minister of Russia, the Russian ambassador to the U.S., and whoever else was in that room to receive this classified information. That's a very different legal question than whether the president can, going forward for all purposes, declassify national security secrets.
Is it also a question? He was not only declassifying national security secrets, but he was declassifying our allies' secrets.
Yeah, June, that's a great point. I mean, so I think that's relevant both legally and politically. So legally, it's very possible that we have formal agreements with foreign intelligence agencies, including whichever foreign intelligence agency was responsible for the information at issue here, that actually limits the circumstances in which any U.S. official, including the president, is allowed to share information that we receive from that foreign intelligence agency. Frankly, it would be surprising if we didn't have that kind of an agreement. So it's possible that the president's disclosure, also violated that kind of legal constraint. But also optically, I mean, I think the real problem is here, even if President Trump didn't break the law, the damage this does to, the prospect of trying to ask other foreign intelligence agencies to share information with us going forward, frankly, is mind-boggling.
That is Stephen Vladek, a professor at the University of Texas School of Law, speaking to Bloomberg Law host June Grosso and Greg Storr. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
Yeah, that is this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.